President John Evans Atta Mills says the challenges that face Ghana and Nigeria are not insurmountable. He's therefore called for the right cooperation and collaboration between the two countries so they'll be able to overcome these challenges with a common solution. Speaking at a state banquet in honor of the visiting Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, President Mills said Ghana and Nigeria are related historically, culturally, politically, socially, and economically, and this is reason why the two countries must work together for the common good of their people and the sub-region as a whole. He used the occasion to congratulate him on his election as President of Nigeria. He said the election of President Jonathan is a demonstration of the determination of African countries to embrace and entrench democracy and the rule of law.
Mr. President, I also want to use this occasion to congratulate you on your election to the high office of President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. This is clear evidence of the confidence that your people have in you. And it also demonstrates the determination of African countries to develop democracy on the continent. Mr. President, as chairman of the ECOWAS Authority of Heads of State and Government, you have shown by your leadership qualities, the initiative that you have taken, that you show love and concern for the plight of the people of not only West Africa, but also of Africa. I've had the privilege and honor of working with you, and I've been left in no doubt that with you at the helm of affairs, we should be able to collaborate in order to help raise the living standards of our people and also become a beacon to the rest of the world.
President Mills repeated his resolve to ensure that Ghana's 2012 elections are free, fair, and transparent. This is because the country has a standard to maintain, so it will send the right signals to the rest of the world that Africa is changing for the better.
Ghana will be going to the polls next year. We in Ghana have a standard to maintain, and it is our determination to ensure that our elections next year will be free, fair, and transparent. We are making this commitment because we want to send positive signals to the rest of the world that Africa is changing for the better, and that the people will never be denied their right to choose their own leaders. We have chosen the path of democracy, and we have to demonstrate our commitment in good measure so that nobody will be left in any doubt about our willingness to take our destiny into our own hands.
President Mills. President Jonathan could not hide his admiration for the Ghanaian hospitality. He said apart from Ghana blazing the trail for the emancipation of Africa from colonialism, Ghana continues to show clear political leadership for the rest of the continent to emulate. President Jonathan said effective cooperation between Ghana and Nigeria will greatly contribute to strengthening ECOWAS.
Though Nigeria and Ghana are not boundary neighbors, but these two countries, because of their strength politically and economically, have even more affinities than some of the boundary neighbors we have. And we have to commend you for that. Politically, we know what our revered leader, Kwame Nkrumah, did, not just for Ghana, not just for West Africa, but for the rest of Africa, in terms of the struggle for independence. Ghana blazed the trail and was one of the first countries that gained independence. All of us are in the Commonwealth, and from there, others also followed and become independent nations. And even in the political era, Ghana is one country that, first of all, shows clear leadership in party politics, democracy, and others also emulate. So whenever I'm here, I feel at home. And Ghana and Nigeria have a lot to do as members of ECOWAS. From 75 that ECOWAS was formed to date, these two countries are key leaders in ECOWAS. And the cooperation between Ghana and Nigeria will really take ECOWAS a long way.
President Jonathan asked both Ghanaian and Nigerian businessmen to explore the opportunities in the two countries and invest. This is because efforts to attract foreign investors will not yield much if they do not invest locally. They should therefore take advantage of the ECOWAS market to do business. The Nigerian leader, who is also the chairman of the ECOWAS Authority, urged the businessmen to emulate their colleagues in the Ghana-Nigeria movie industry.
Ghana and Nigeria, in the spirit of ECOWAS protocol, really need to work together, and indeed we've been working together. I'm indeed happy that today we have businesses from Nigeria and Ghana. Recently, I think UTV or so, a bank in Ghana opened a branch in Lagos. And sometimes when I watch the film video, I see Ghanaians and Nigerians actors and actresses in both the films that are being shot in Nigeria or in Ghana. And this is an industry that is moving the younger generation so much. It shows the ties. For us who are political leaders, we continue to show the political leadership. But we always want the business people to exploit that and work together for the development of the two nations. And we believe that our citizens from both countries will maximize this good relationship between Nigeria and Ghana.
Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan.